Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com. John 424 Radio. How you doing today? We just got to our night camp spot. I want to talk to you today about discouragement and depression is not of the Spirit. Yeah, I'm talking to you, born again, blood-bought, holy saints, born again by the gospel. Check out the gospel at DontParish.com. It's on every page. I understand and I know it's easy to get down, depressed, discouraged in the faith in these days of so few true believers, corrupt religion, evil, occult, demonic, sexually perverted culture all around us, fear, all types of things in the culture. It's easy to get down and discouraged. Let's deal with this. I have a question. What is this depression, discouragement? What is it? Is it of the Spirit of God, or could it be our situation? Could it be our flesh, or could it be the enemy coming against us? You know, let's go to the Word of God. We know the enemy is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. We also know from our Lord, Savior, Master, Jesus Christ, that he's a liar and a murderer. John 8:44, ye are the father of the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So Satan comes and he lies. He seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. So we got to keep that in mind. If we're saints and we're born of God, owned by God, indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, Satan's coming after us. And so our depression, our downness, our situation, yeah, look at Job, could be from the enemy. You need to consider that. How about our flesh? Could it be our flesh? James 1:13-17. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then when the lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift is a perfect gift, is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So we know our flesh can get in the way and cause a lot of problems. Romans 8 says we can't please God in the flesh. So we have to know that and identify it. Could it be Satan? Could it be our flesh, our worries, our weaknesses, our troubles in life, our situation? Now, when we talk about situations, we have to be very careful, because these are all temporal. They're not eternal. They come, they go. And Jesus has overcome all this for us. Go read John 16:33. Rejoice, he says, I've overcome the world. So if Satan's coming against us, is coming against us, we can overcome him. The Bible says, resist him and he'll flee. If it's our flesh that's coming against us, the Bible says, repent, crucify your flesh, put it down. Okay? Don't let those wicked, evil things dwell in you, but crucify your flesh. Become a new man by the Spirit of God. Ask God to create a new heart in you. Put away whatever causes you to sin, right? And what of the Holy Spirit? What does he bring? So we know we got the enemy, we got the flesh, we got situations that can bring us down and cause us to be depressed. What about the Holy Spirit? Does he bring us down and depress us? No. No, this is not of God. The Holy Spirit does these things. He convicts or reproves. John 16:8. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He comes to convict. If you feel convicted about sin, oh yeah, it could be the Holy Spirit. Not condemned, because he won't condemn you if you're willing to repent. The Holy Spirit also teaches and comforts. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Isn't that beautiful? So the Holy Spirit's going to come. He's going to teach us, and he's going to comfort us. So if we seek after the things of God, the Holy Spirit will comfort us. I love that. How about this? Power. Does the Holy Spirit bring us power? Acts 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We get power, all right? Remember the disciples, they were kind of bumbling around before the Holy Spirit. Once the Holy Spirit came, the people were amazed and said, "Who are these guys? They're just fishermen." And now they got this boldness and this power. This is what the Holy Spirit brings us. We know he doesn't bring us down and he doesn't depress us. How about fruits of the Spirit? I love this verse, Ephesians 5:9. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So being down, being depressed is not good, it's not righteous, and it's not about the truth. So we can know that these things are not of the Spirit. So we have to deal with them correctly. Jesus tells us that no good father gives his son a stone when he asks for bread. So I have a question. When you ask God for encouragement, strength, peace, power to overcome, you think he's going to give you depression? You think he's going to make you go lower if you're repenting of your sin? Oh, he'll chastise you if you live in sin. Let's be clear on that. But if you're willing to repent of all your sin and you ask God to lift you up, raise you up, oh, he's a good father. He gives good things. So if you're down, if you're discouraged, we know it's either your enemy, Satan, it's your flesh, or it could be your situation. Now you need to determine which one it is and then deal with it, resist it accordingly as Scripture teaches us. That's really important. That comes with examining yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Amen. I would also offer, what are you focused on as you're going through these things? The kingdom of God? Or your flesh, or the situation, or you worried about the devil? More people spend more time worried about the devil than they do praising God and walking in the power that we have in the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Good example is people love to read Revelations and talk about the book of Revelation and talk about all the wicked evilness that Satan's going to do, but they wrongly overlook all the wonderful promises that God gives us in the book of Revelation. I did a teaching on that. Look it up at the teaching blog, Promises of Revelation. So what does the Bible tell us? We're to Colossians 3:2, set our minds on things above. And Jesus said in Matthew 6:33 that we're to seek after the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. I would say that means peace, victory, joy, overcoming, right? Many times, if you just adjust your focus, then you can begin to redirect and find that place of peace in Christ and in His Word. Let me tell you a quick story. I think this has a good moral to it. We're driving down the highway, and our van, our gospel van, was pulling hard to the left. No matter what I did, it kept pulling to the left. I'd have to steer far to the right. Kept doing this for a long time. I was not sure what was going on. Checked the tires, thought it was a bad tire. Checked the brakes, thought it was a dragging brake. Checked the engine, checked the transmission. I was miffed. I could not find out what was wrong. Why is this thing pulling to the left? This thing's always driven so straight. I couldn't fix it. Finally, after continuing to seek it out, you know what I found out? I found we had a blown airbag on our rear suspension, causing our van to tilt slightly, pushing us constantly to the left. You know what happened? I got the airbag, ordered a new one, I crawled under and replaced it, and we drove straight as an arrow just as before. Now here's my point, here's the moral. Oftentimes, knowing the root of a problem is the most important step to getting it fixed, right? It was easy. It was a 20-minute job to fix the airbag. I spent hours trying to figure out what was wrong. But if I didn't go through the process to figure out what was wrong, I never could have made the quick fix to make it right. So the point is, you need to know discouragement is not of God and the Holy Spirit. Now you can work to solve it. Is it of your flesh? Is it of your situation? Or is it of the enemy? And then you can work to solve it through prayer, through study, through repentance, crying out to God, changing your situation, plucking, ripping things out once you know what the issue is. Does that make sense to you? I hope this has encouraged you, saints, about discouragement not being of the Father, not of the Spirit. It comes from our flesh. It comes from our situation if we allow it to bring us down. And it comes from the enemy. And the remedy is always find out the cause. Then, as Jesus says, pluck it out, fix it, run to the Word, run to the Father, cry out in the Spirit, repent, begin to clean your life, cleanse it, walk in obedience to God's Word in all your ways. He will strengthen you, and the truth, as it says in Ephesians 5:9, will become a fruit. It will be a buffer to you. It will be a pillar that will lift you up, hold you straight in the winds and the trials and the tribulations of life. I found that in my life, is when I'm battered and buffeted about, I need to hold fast, not go backwards. I need to identify the problem. Then I need to, through prayer and studying the Word and making corrections, fix it for the glory of God. And one last thing, every time that happens, I come out stronger. You know, it doesn't defeat me. It lifts me up and it makes me stronger in the things of God. And I believe the other day I had a word that I haven't used in a long time. It gives me tenacity, endurance, perseverance. That's what I want all you saints to have. So let me know how I can help you in the faith. This has been Brother Jim. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Every day, articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs. We love the saints. We love our Heavenly Father. We pour out as we're traveling, street preaching Christ across America in this dark culture full of death, depression, discouragement. But we have the remedy, the hope, and the cure. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection. Repentance, be made new by His Spirit. Be cleansed, be washed, be forgiven. Then walk in holiness and obedience, and you persevere and endure in the faith. There I am, preaching the gospel again. I love the truth of God. I hope that's an encouragement to you. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.